2.
Hi, Emily. I hear you're leaving for Italy soon. Do you plan to have a going-away party before you disappear? It'd be really nice for us to hang out together before you go.
I'm not sure. I'm leaving in just 2 more days, and I'm going to miss all my friends here, and especially this place. Why don't you come over? I'm feeling rather sad, actually. I'm currently sitting alone at a table outside the Black Cat Cafe, listening to the rain and watching people passing by.
I'm sorry, I can't just now. I need to get this assignment finished by Monday, and I'm way behind. Anyhow, cheer up. You're not leaving for good, and you'll absolutely love Italy.
Yeah, you're right. But I just feel like I'm not quite ready to go, and studying in a foreign country seems a bit overwhelming.
Just think of your life in Milan. In the mornings, you can go down to a small local cafe, soaking up the sun's rays and drinking coffee? I envy you. You can buy lots of gorgeous Italian clothes.
That does sound nice. And, of course, I can keep in touch with everyone through Facebook. Maybe you can all come visit me.
Of course we will. When is your flight?
On Saturday, after lunch, at 1:45.
Okay, I'll try and come to the airport on Saturday to see you off. I'll give you a call that morning, no matter what.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12. What is the woman going to do? Question 13. How does the woman feel at the moment? Question 14. Why can't the man meet the woman now? Question 15. What will the man possibly do on Saturday?
Section C.